Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What is vulnerability and what does it mean to be vulnerable? What are the things that make it challenging for us to be vulnerable to the people around us? Is it their fault? Is it our fault? Does the way that you grew up impact the degree to which you're vulnerable as an individual? And why is it that often it feels like when you're vulnerable towards people, it eventually comes and bites you in the back, right? It's something that you find yourself regretting because it's like, I opened up myself to you. I told you where I'm hurting. And now it feels like you're using that against me. So let's talk about it. What exactly is vulnerability? Vulnerability is the ability to show other people your weakness, to expose yourself to others in a state of weakness. Some people are extremely, extremely resistant towards being vulnerable. They rather choose to hide their vulnerable side from other people. And there's a reason as to why, right? Sometimes you assume that people hide their vulnerabilities simply because they're weak and they're ashamed, or they're whatever reason. You may be assuming it because there's a story behind why people hide the things they hide. But let's understand vulnerability first. Vulnerability is simply when a human being exposes a certain part of themselves that is either hurting, decaying, or weak, and they say, look, this is me in a state of hurt. This is me in a state of being afraid. This is me in a state of being intimidated and being anxious. When a person shares with you that side or aspect of themselves, that's when they are being vulnerable with you. So there are two people involved in this game of vulnerability. There's the one who is exposing them their vulnerable side, and then there's the receiver, the one who is hearing, listening, and hearing a person share their vulnerability. Now, the reason that a lot of us as young men are not very prone to being vulnerable is especially because amongst us as men, vulnerability is something that is laughed at. We joke about our weaknesses. We laugh at our weaknesses. I mean, I can't remember the number of times when I've tripped and instead of asking if I've tripped and fallen onto the ground, and instead of asking how am I doing, a group of guys rather decide to joke about it. I remember my first day of high school, I was sitting with a group of guys who found reasons to make fun of me in order to make me feel part of the group. So we as men have a tendency to use, like making fun of each other as a way of making each other feel welcome, feel like we're part of the group, which is why then the idea of vulnerability becomes such a distorted concept when it comes to us men, because we don't see it as vulnerability, right? We don't see it as a positive. We see it as a weakness, as giving your friend something, a reason for them to make fun of you, which is a very, very fair thing. But there's other reasons why people might avoid to be vulnerable, right? It happens with women as well. The way that we grow up, the household where you were raised, the people around you, how they consistently respond to your vulnerability. But I must also mention that being vulnerable is healthier than going to a gym, right? Because being vulnerable is basically allowing your soul the opportunity and the moment to heal. Because when you're deeply wounded, when you've been deeply afraid and you don't talk about it, it festers and it leaves a wound. It leaves an insecurity. In fact, insecurities themselves are our points of vulnerability, right? We often don't share that, hey, I'm actually afraid of technology. Yeah, there are people, believe it or not, who are afraid of technology. Like the idea of learning and being good at technology is something that makes them feel uncomfortable, right? Technology makes them feel small. And there's other things as well. Some people are afraid or are intimidated by, trying new experiences, eating at new restaurants, ordering new different foods. These things, and one of the reasons that we have such a weird relationship with being vulnerable is because it seems so silly. Like, why am I afraid of this thing? Why am I intimidated by this thing? Why does this thing make me hurt? because that's what it means to be vulnerable. And that's where I'm speaking to the person who is sharing their vulnerability. This is what we go through when we're in the position of sharing a vulnerability. But now there's a responsibility on this towards the side of the receiver, the person who's receiving, a person who's exposing a weakness or exposing a hurt, exposing a vulnerability, right? Where how you receive someone who's being vulnerable with you, whether you laugh at them, make fun of them, is going to determine whether they view you as someone who they can be vulnerable towards. And that's a very, very important thing to remember, because there's a responsibility that comes when you are at the receiving end of someone who is coming to you to be weak, to expose a hurt. There's a huge responsibility. If you grew up in a household where your parents never allowed you to say, "I'm stressed," they never allowed you to say, at school, I was bullied by so-and-so and it really hurt me. They laughed at me for this and it really hurt me. And they help you understand that, hey, you're angry because you were hurt. Then as a result, you're not going to, when you meet other people and when you grow up or when you get married, you're going to get into relationships where you struggle with vulnerability. And it makes sense. The maths adds up. Right. When the more you think about it, like, it makes sense that as a human being, if you've had bad experiences with a particular practice or concept, you'll try to move away from that concept. You will disassociate yourself. But we must understand that human civilization, we cannot exist without being vulnerable with one another. I remember in the Bible, we're commanded, in fact, to confess each other's sins to one another. That's a very, very big deal. Like, for the Bible to actually have to command that we be vulnerable with one another to the extent of confessing one another's sins. Oh my goodness. Imagine the exposure of having to tell your mom that, or not even your mom, but someone you go to church with, someone who's in your church group, that, hey, I struggle with such and such, or hey, I've done this or that, or hey, I did this to this person and I feel terrible about it. And I've asked God for forgiveness, but I'm trying my best to walk away from being that kind of a person. Oh my goodness, it is incredibly, incredibly nerve-wracking. Like, it's painful to do. And I understand if you're sitting there right now, listening to this wherever you are and thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I'm a person who struggles with vulnerability. It's heavy. It's very, very heavy. So this is the beginning of a journey, right? Go and study what it means to be vulnerable, because some of us actually don't even understand what vulnerability is. We don't understand that vulnerability and weakness, yes, it might be a weakness, right? I mean, I've titled this Why Vulnerability is a Superpower and Not a Weakness. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with being weak, right? In certain circumstances or in certain situations, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm hurting. Hey, I'm broken. Hey, I don't have enough to overcome this. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. There's something wrong with staying in that state forever and always being a person who is in a vulnerable state. I mean, strength. We live in a society that celebrates strength. I don't care if you're a boy or a girl or a woman or a man. It doesn't matter. We live in a society that really celebrates strength in whatever form: financial strength, emotional strength, physical strength, psychological strength. It's very hard to talk about how mentally you are not doing well as an individual, because the people around you seem to be doing great. And you don't know that the people around you are actually struggling. So this is an important thing for us to consider as individuals. I love the idea and concept of vulnerability. I always lean towards it, sometimes to a fault. And there are times where I absolutely do struggle with vulnerability, because I don't trust the people around me to take it in a mature way and to protect me, you know, to say, hey, I'm not judging you. I understand. And I'd like to walk with you in you becoming better. I'd like to pray for you. I'd like to take you by the hand. So I'm going to leave you with this question again. Who in your life do you feel like you can be vulnerable with? You feel safe enough to be vulnerable with them? Think about that person and pray for them. thank God for them, that they're in your life. And try to find other people that you can be vulnerable with.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.